Councillor Petrus Otetsi, as well as Councillor Mafefo Mngadi. They are representing Southern. As you are aware, today we had arranged that we were going to meet with the Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality in respect of the irregular expenditure in that municipality. As you are aware, it is one of the top five municipalities in the country with an irregular expenditure. And as you are aware, when we engage with a municipality in a particular province, we do invite both SALGA as well as the provincial legislature, the select committee of the provincial legislature, so that they must also share with us their perspectives, what they see about a particular municipality. Now they came here, the two councillors from SALGA, Gauteng, because the understanding was that we were going to meet with Johannesburg Metro Municipality. Now, Johannesburg will not escape us for good. They are obliged to report to us, to engage with us, to explain to us why they have an accumulated expenditure, irregular expenditure of more than 2.7 billion rand, and what is it that they are doing to correct that situation. As we are aware, the mayor of Johannesburg has resigned and is in the process of electing a new mayor, and I'm told that it is happening tomorrow. I then decided to give that opportunity space so that they must complete that process, and that when the task has settled, we will then call the executive mayor of Johannesburg, the new mayor, to come before the committee to explain this situation that is developing in Johannesburg. In due course, we will again, Councillor Tocket, extend an invitation once more. We are sorry about this. We will extend that invitation once more to you as SALGA to attend and participate in a meeting where we have invited Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality. Be that as it may, you are all heartily welcomed in this meeting. The agenda is before us. Basically, for the purpose of this meeting, we are going to consider five items as stipulated in the program today. Can I give Councillor Totesi an opportunity to say something in that respect?
No, Chair, I just want to make a correction. Yes, my people is the advisor in finance and audit support in chief official.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Or in SALGA. SALGA Gauteng. Oh, that's understandable. Okay. She's the employee of SALGA in Gauteng. Okay. Thank you very much for that correction. It's understandable. Any apologies? We only have the apology of Honorable Fraser, who is attending some pressing matters. We accept that apology. Oh, Mikalakis.
Yes, he went to a funeral.
Oh, and Honorable Mikalakis.
Yes.
He can't make it. He's attending a bereavement.
Yes.
That's understandable as well. The rest, I think we must proceed with the meeting. The first item, the first report that we need to consider is from the Vemba District Municipality. as you are aware, this committee during September undertook a visit to Vembe District Municipality, where we engaged with quite a number of municipalities. Specifically, the purpose of our visit was to make an assessment and evaluation of how the municipality was implementing the post-municipal audit action plan based on the report of the Auditor General. As you are aware that the municipality has got serious problems in Vembe, and in that respect, they didn't perform very well, when which they also obtained a disclaimer opinion in that respect. And if members remember quite well, there was a big discussion about the role that Vembe municipality was playing in terms of administering its finances, but secondly, in terms of providing water to the entire district. As we are aware, the Vembe District Municipality is a water services authority. They are responsible to install the necessary capacity, the infrastructure, and the provision of water to the local municipalities in that particular area. And the biggest problem was that they were not doing what was expected of them. And as a result of that, there was water shortages, and that even some municipalities were paid in providing this particular support, and they were not getting their money back from the district municipality of Vembe. We, in this report, we indicate the objective of the visit, we indicate the composition of the delegation who attended the oversight visit to Vembe District Municipality. We give a general overview about Vembe itself, as well as the challenges that are facing the municipality. We present what the Auditor General, the Office of the Auditor General, presented to us in terms of the performance audit outcomes of Vembe District Municipality. We give our own observations of the situation in terms of that. We also present the report from the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in Limpopo in respect of providing the support to the district municipality. And on that score, we also give our own observations about the situation and the recommendations thereof. We also, in the report, outlined the presentation by Salga, which also presented on how it was providing support to the Vembe District Municipality. We also do some observations in that respect. We also assess the Municipal Audit Action Plan of the municipality, on how they are dealing with the municipal audit outcomes of the Auditor General, how they want to correct the situation as such. Based on that, we present some recommendations about what needs to be done in the report, and part of that is that we say the district municipality must fast track the investigation process on the irregular expenditure and table that to council. But we also say that the MM should ensure the implementation of the recommendation of the Municipal Public Accounts Committee, which must also include consequence management, taking steps against those who are responsible for this. But we also calling upon Salva, together with the department, to monitor the situation in Vembe District Municipality and continue to give the necessary support to the municipality. And lastly, we say we, together with the portfolio committee in the provincial legislature, we should consider conducting a joint oversight visit during the parliamentary period to ensure that whatever that we have recommended, whatever that the AG has recommended, is implemented. We need to ensure that we close that gap and not leave the situation unattended. That is what we are saying in terms of the Vembe district respite. Thank you very much. I'm going to open the floor for some corrections, discussions, questions, clarifications, additions, anything pertaining to this report. Honorable Zandamela.
Thanks, Chair. Just the correction on the delegation. Correction of the delegation. My name is omitted. And I want to think going to it to show that I was never in this hope when I was
before. It's not over the alphabet.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. My name is not there. Can just correct it.
Oh, you were definitely there.
And you were there, guy.
Yes. Any other point? Do we agree that this is a total true reflection of what was discussed in Venda? Mama Mola? Anything?
No, nothing, Chair.
Okay, good. Now, we say, Sinebu? In that order?
Thank you, Chair. I was moving for the adoption of the report.
Okay, good. Thank you. The report is adopted. Ms. Ozan,
seconded.
Ma'am Mola, seconded.
Chair.
Oh, sorry.
So you said me before.
Oh, I thought you... Okay, I apologize for that. It's okay. Honorable Sinek.
No, Chair, I just wanted to check in terms of time frames on our recommendations. Yeah. Because you are giving them ample time saying you must... You know the issue with municipalities. It was found in terms of the AG that... They don't, the impact report, and they don't serve before council. And if you don't give them time frame, then that problem will keep on going on. So I would like to suggest that we allocate time frame so that these guys can actually see that we are very, very serious. That's all I wanted to say, Chair.
Can you agree that it must be during the first quarter of 2020? It's okay. Yes. The report is adopted. The second report that we must consider is Musina, next to Bay Bridge, the last municipality before you reach Zimbabwe. That is Musina. The same situation is explained, and though I give this summary because I want this must be officially recorded so that we know what we're talking about. In terms of this report, it does give the background information about what happened as well, especially with regard to the fact that the Auditor General presented a report about the Musina municipality for the financial year ending the 30th of June 2018, and that as this committee we went there to engage with the Office of the Auditor General, the department in the province, as well as the municipality, in which we received presentations from those relevant, that we identify the fact that the indicator in the annual performance report was not including, in terms of Musina, was not including the SDP, the service delivery and budget implementation plan of the municipality. That was quite a problem. And that the quality of the annual performance report submitted by the municipality was of concern. And that is what the Auditor General found out, that the municipality was not taking the necessary steps to irregular expenditure which was amounting 21.7 million rands, and that the fruitless and wasteful expenditure amounting to 2.9 million rands was also a problem in respect of Lucina. We do make some observations about the situation in Lucina, when which we say that the leadership of the municipality must check up and ensure that it attends to all the concerns raised by the Auditor General. We, as I indicated, we did receive the report from the Auditor General. We also received the presentation from the department itself, in which the department was indicating how it assists the municipality with the restructuring of its debt payment, that it was assisting in terms of the financial recovery plan, and that it was giving some technical support to the municipality. Those are some of the issues that the department indicated, and we give our own observations and recommendations in respect of how the department must continue to support the municipality. In terms of the presentation by the Lucina local municipality on its municipal audit action plan, we know that there are a lot of concerns that were raised, and the root causes which lead to the Auditor General developing a view about the municipality in the way that it is doing, and that we identify that the municipality, once it is confirmed that it is developing its budget, the problem is that the Financial Misconduct Board is not doing the proper investigations within the municipality to investigate the irregular expenditure, the unauthorized expenditure, as well as the wasteful expenditure. Based on the above, we make some observations about Lucina, as well as the recommendations about what must happen. And part of that is that we say the department in the province, as well as SALGA, must continue to support the municipality and monitor the leadership of the municipality to ensure that the municipality prepares quarterly and half-yearly annual financial statements. That we say they must continue to support the municipality in terms of the political leadership, ensuring that all the structures, including the steering committee and all other related structures of the municipality, are effective and functional. We also say that they must assist the municipality to acquire a status of being a water service authority because of the challenges obtained in terms of the Vembe District Municipality. And we say that is very much important in respect of the Lucina local municipality. Any observation, any comment, any discussion? That is a report about Lucina. Honorable Sinepo?
Thank you, Chair. One of the issues that was raised also is the issue of debt collection. So are we not going to make it part of our recommendation so that we can actually see if they are actually making any, if there's any progress made in terms of their recovery rate or percentage per quarter. So I think that report must be given to us to make sure whether they are making, so that if there is an interjection from our side to assist, so that we can actually give them capacity so that they recover what is due to them as a municipality, because there are the challenges of financial sustainability in a particular municipality.
I agree. But the issue of debt is important,
debt collection,
to sustain debt collection.
Yes.
Yes, and I think it was a point that was raised. Yes. That was Anderman?
And there's another one.
Oh, okay. That's the first point.
Just
yes.
Trying to get my bearings right. There was an issue about the Section 106 investigation. that was raised that the department, the provincial department of culture, should actually start that investigation, and a report must be provided to us, you know, in terms of officials that have done corrupt activities, if alleged corrupt activities in terms of what we have heard in that particular municipality. And that was one of our observations, that we should actually get that report so that we are cleared in terms of if there was any or none whatsoever. Thank you very much.
I agree as well.
No, thanks, Chair. I can cover, but I just also want to bring this to your attention, Chair. The issue of the municipality currently providing water, and in our last meeting with the, I know it's something different from water and sanitation. This municipality was not part of the municipality that was mentioned. I just want the Chair to note that. And the last point that I want to raise is the issue. Are we not putting time frames in our recommendation, especially on this report? So that there's a clear follow-up. And the last one.
Just on that, can we agree that we treat it like November?
Yes.
That, as part of the package,
yes.
That we will have to engage with the municipalities as part of the follow-up.
Yes. And then lastly, Chair, it's again, my name is not there on the delegation. Can you please correct me? I'm sure in the next presentation, I don't have to make a follow-up on this one.
Yes, okay,
my name will be there.
I'll correct you, yes, that's right. It's an omission. Honorable Mola.
Thank you, Chairperson. Zandamela has covered me on the issue of the time frame.
Yes.
And the other thing that you must stress is the issue of SALGA, Chairperson, because SALGA was not hands-on. Yeah, we must stress that thing of SALGA, because if SALGA doesn't work with the municipalities, it's going to be a mess. We must stress that SALGA must work with all the municipalities, and they must not give us a wrong presentation. Thank you, Chairperson.
That's a good point. I remember that
Salga
didn't even make the presentation in that meeting because they arrived late.
Yes.
Yes. So it's a good point. Any other point? Any move for the adoption? Honorable Mola?
I move this, that this report must be adopted. No
amendment. Any seconder?
Yeah,
you are not seconded.
I
Honorable Musama says she seconds Honorable Mola. It makes me very happy.
Point of order, the person, he was not there.
No. Okay, but he's part of the meeting.
By the people who were there.
Yeah, but don't worry, he's part of the meeting now. And then the assumption is that he has read the report and he understands the content. And he's happy with that. Honorable Musama is seconding.
Yeah, so go on the Gerata Angela Mona.
And it makes me happy that it is him who seconded Honorable Mora. Yes. The next report is Makado. We also sketched the background that we visited Makado local municipality in Limpopo to deal with his post audit action plan based on the report of the Auditor General of June 2018 financial year. We also say that our oversight was proactive in nature because we wanted to ensure that things are getting done and there are follow-ups in respect of taking actions to correct the situation based on the report of the Auditor General. We state in precision the objectives of the visit to the Makado local municipality and those that we engaged. We also outline the composition of the delegation to Makado, which of course includes
Honorable Sam Zandamela, who was part of the delegation, and this minutes must reflect that as well.
You are.
We outline our own observations about the Makado local municipality based on what was presented before us by the Auditor General, by the Department of Culture in the province, as well as SALGA. We note what the Office of the Auditor General said to us in terms of its report on Makado local municipality, part of which is the fact that there is an irregular expenditure of 31 million rands, the unauthorized expenditure of 164 million rands, as well as the wasteful expenditure of only 600,000 rands. We note the root causes of the audit findings as lack of asset management systems, failure to prepare regular, accurate, and complete financial and performance reports by the municipality, that we also say that the municipality failed to implement proper record keeping timelessly, and that is a problem that the Auditor General has identified amongst the problems which the Auditor General has identified. We place our recommendations in terms of what is it in precision that the municipality needs to do. But we also note the report by the Department of COCTA in Limpopo about the support it gives to this municipality, and that we note that the municipality is relying on consultants for the preparation of the annual financial statements, as well as the GREP asset register. We note that Makado has improved from the adverse audit opinion to qualified audit opinion during the year under review. But we also note that the provincial treasury, as well as COCTA department in the province, will embark on building the capacity of all municipalities, including Makado, in relation of improving the UIF plus W situation, and that they will make follow-ups in terms of ensuring proper tender process, and that it will deal with the VBS investments which were deposited by the municipality. We deal with what are the root causes of the problem themselves, and that we know that the department assisted the municipality with the technical indicators description, and that to that end they conducted a workshop of awareness in terms of the PMS. This report also includes a presentation by SALGA on how SALGA is supporting the municipality of Makado, which includes the provincial sanitation task team members who visited the municipality to deal with issues of wastewater treatment works, as well as ensuring that it is in good condition. But we also know that SALGA assisted the municipality in terms of job evaluation and the grading of jobs, and that in the process it helped the municipality with the alignment of salaries as well as job description of members. Based on that, we noted the municipal audit action plan of the municipality and how it deals with the issues of the Auditor General, when which we say that the municipality must endeavor to pursue all its efforts towards improving its audit opinion and ensure that as it prepares for the audit report and the post-audit action plan, those are credible and they help to turn the situation around. But we also say that the municipality must ensure that it implements the SCM checklist so that it monitors the performance of the municipality, because in all intents and purposes, the issue of the supply chain management is a problem, and the non-compliance thereof is a problem, of many municipalities, including Makadu. And based on that, our recommendations, with the time frame that we have already explained in terms of Vembe and Musina, we say SALGA, together with the department, must continue to monitor the situation, and that we recommend the forensic investigation report on all officials as well as politicians who participated in the investment of the VBS Mutual Bank. But we also recommend that, in collaboration with the Portfolio Committee of the Provincial Legislature, we conduct a joint oversight visit, as I indicated, during the first quarter of 2020 to ensure that follow-ups are made and that the recommendations of the Auditor General are implemented. That is our last report in terms of our visit to Limpopo. Any additions? I've addressed the issue of the time frame. I've addressed the issue of Honorable Zandamela. Are we done? If we are done, we can adopt the report. Okay, Honorable Siliko.
The issue of consultants. It was raised, and I remember, I don't know whether it was at this particular municipality where I raised the question, did you actually get value for money? Because you expect to use consultants and then you don't find, but they use consultants, but still their financial statements, they were material and immaterial irregularities but in that particular. So what I would like to know in terms of, we would love to see a plan on how we are phasing out the use of consultants and building capacity for them in that particular municipality. And also one thing that is also lacking is the capacity within the office of the MPAC. How is it? How, because the role that they're supposed to play and the function that they are given, and you find in most municipalities that that office is not actually fully capacitated to fulfill its oversight role, and that's why you find some of the things fall through the cracks. And that is something that we should actually look at going forward, and how we make sure that all this impact, the offices are actually fully capacitated so that they can fulfill their responsibility in terms of oversight. Thank you very much.
Okay. I agree, especially with the first part of your recommendations in terms of what is it that must happen to do investigations and to at the same time avoid the use of consultants. Because this is an audit query that the Auditor General keeps on raising, that you can't use consultants in the preparation of your annual financial statement. You can only use them when you're dealing with the issues of GRAP, of GRAP 70 and so on. Yes. Can you move on for the adoption of the reports? Honorable Zandamela?
No, thanks, Chair. On the observation, where the report speaks to the forensic report against the former municipal manager and the CFO, there was also an issue that was raised, because the former CFO and the former municipal manager, they did this together with the former mayor, who has since resigned in that municipality. So I'll request that the report also includes that the former mayor, who has since resigned but is now the councillor. Thank you.
Yes, that's what we said. The forensic report must investigate everything that pertains to irregularities in that municipality for both politicians and officials. That is what we say. I think I agree.
Yeah. No, I just want to be specific, Chair, because here in the report, it speaks specifically about the DBS investment. And the name of the mayor was touched on the issue of the DBS investment.
Yeah, that's what the report is saying. I agree with this. Yes. Any mover for the adoption of the report? No mover. Honorable Mola, You move?
Yes, I move that.
Honorable Minister is seconding. Good. We are done with our oversight visit, the three reports from the Popo. The next report that we are considering for adoption is the report of top five municipalities who contributed to the accumulated irregular expenditure. Just to sketch out the background of the report, on the 8th of this month, we held the public hearings here in Parliament with the four municipalities. There were supposed to be five: Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality couldn't make it. The municipality tendered an apology that they had a cyber attack, and as a result of that, they saw our invitation very late and they couldn't respond to the invitation. We accordingly rescheduled Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality, and on the reasons that I've already explained, we will call them again to appear. And as the report stands, it covers the four municipalities that we invited here in Parliament for this purpose. And those municipalities are the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro Municipality, the Ower Tambo District Municipality in the Eastern Cape, Mogalakwena Local Municipality in the Limpopo, as well as the Matlosana Local Municipality in the Northwest. As you are aware, the Auditor General identified these five municipalities as the main contributors to the irregular expenditure that he spoke about. And I think out of the 71 billion irregular expenditure incurred by the 257 municipalities in the country, these five municipalities alone had about 32% of the 71 billion of the irregular expenditure. It is on those bases that we invited them to engage with them so that they must present to us their municipal audit, post-audit action plans on how they were to deal with those irregular expenditures. In this report, we outlined the objective of the briefing session with the engagement of the Auditor General as well as the National Treasury on the financial health of these five municipalities. The general overview as presented by the Auditor General is presented in the report. The National Treasury as well as each municipality in respect of what transpired. I will then give a short summary of each municipality in this particular respect. But before I do that, to just outline what the Auditor General indicated to us in respect of these five municipalities. In short, the Auditor General indicated to us that Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality has accumulated 12.5 billion of irregular expenditure. The city of Johannesburg, 2.7. The Ower Tambo District Municipality, 4.3 billion. Matlosana, 2.7 billion. And Mogalakwena, 1.7 billion rands. The National Treasury also, as it briefed us on the set of indicators it is using to assess the financial health status of municipalities, we did get that particular report. Now, going through each municipality, the following are taken into into account. Mohalakwena. Mohalakwena. The situation is very, very horrible in Mohalakwena. The municipality is not collecting revenue correctly. There is an outstanding debt owed to the municipality. There is a problem of the billing system. The chairperson of the MPEG in Mohalakwena was killed about a month ago, and without casting any aspersion about the motives of his killing, what we know is that he was investigating some irregularities within Mohalakwena itself, and that he passed on as a result. And there was an acknowledgement and admission from the municipality itself that they were not doing well in terms of the MPEG. The MPEG was not functioning quite effectively, and there were lots of service delivery protests in that municipality. That is in respect of Mohalakwena. Going to O.R. Tambo District Municipality, the same situation obtains with an irregular expenditure of 4.3 billion rands. The National Treasury indicates that the situation is not okay, especially in terms of the debtors, which is growing, in terms of the revenue of the municipality, in terms of spending its infrastructure grant, because the municipality was relying heavily on the infrastructure grant from national, and it wasn't generating sufficient income. That there were delays in terms of the payment of creditors by the municipality itself and all that. And that there were problems in terms of dealing with the irregular expenditure in respect of recovery and the writing off of those irregular expenditures. Going to the Metropolitan Municipality of Nelson Mandela Bay, the situation is very, very terrible with the political infightings within the municipality itself, with the fact that this municipality has accumulated the highest irregular expenditure of 12.5 billion, and that the disciplinary board established by the municipality was not effective by doing what is expected of them, that there was a stage where the municipality basically decentralized supply chain management process, and they were not doing it in terms of the required and stipulated regulations. That there were a lot of vacancies in that municipality. Everybody actually is acting, and in their own report, they only have one position, the Director of Arts, Sports and Culture, which is full-time. The rest are vacant positions in that municipality, and that creates a very, very serious problem. Those were the observations of the committee itself. Based on that, the last one is Matosana. Matosana, two things that we picked up is the fact that it has accumulated the highest irregular expenditure of 2.7. But there was an acknowledgement that the municipality moved from qualified audit opinion to an unqualified audit opinion, and that the municipality had two interventions in the past of section 139, 1B, and it is one of the municipalities where this time around that is not invoked. But the municipality was having serious problems in terms of its financial health, especially in terms of implementing the infrastructure project. It was not implementing them well. The money that is on hand in the municipality was very low. Its cash recovery ratio was very, very low, and the fact that the debtor's book was accumulating, and the municipality was owing Eskom 450 million rands, and the Midval Water Company about 300 million rands. And that was very, very much problematic, and that the municipality was in the red. All these municipalities presented on how they were to deal with their irregular expenditure and ensure that we succeed in this particular instance. Based on the above, we place certain recommendations for each municipality about what is it that needs to happen. And I want to quickly take you through each municipality to say what are we saying about each municipality. Starting with Mogalakwena. I'm looking for Mogalakwena. I'll come back to Mogalakwena, but let me start with the OR Tambo, because that is quite important. That we recommended the following in terms of OR Tambo. That one, the district municipality should establish a committee in terms of section 32 of the MFMA to investigate historical irregular expenditure and ensure the implementation of consequence management. That the Eastern Cape Provincial Government, especially the Department of COCTA, should monitor the implementation of the establishment of Section 32 committee. And lastly, that the Select Committee, should visit during the second term of our parliamentary session, should visit the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality to conduct a proactive oversight visit monitor progress in respect of the implementation of the municipal post audit action plan. That is for Owen Town. Now we're going to Mogalakwena. Yes, I have it. It is in page 15 of this report. That the Council of Mogalakwena must fast track the process of considering and adopting the report of the MP, that the municipal manager should implement the resolutions of the council, including the recommendations of the report of the MP, that the department should monitor the implementation of the council resolutions and recommendation of the MP, that the select committee, should visit Mogalakwena local municipality. Let me take you to the Nelson Mandela before I finish with Matosana. The administration here has messed up the pages, and I'm sorry about that. Where is it? Huh? Huh? Yes. Oh, sorry, I apologize. Nelson Mandela, yes, that we place the following recommendation that the municipal council should consider and resolve the procurement of external forensic auditor to unpack the historic irregular expenditure, specifically focusing on value for money and consequence management. That the Eastern Cape Provincial Department should monitor the implementation of the appointment of the external forensic investigator. That this select committee must visit the Nelson Mandela local municipality. And the last one is Matosana, which its recommendations are in page 17 of this report. That the open water company, which was appointed by the National Treasury, should fast track the process of finalizing disciplinary process against other officials accused of incurring irregular expenditure for the municipality. that the Municipal Public Accounts Committee must investigate previous irregular expenditures and table the report to council, and that the National Treasury should assist the municipality on how to address the missing of tender documents, which is a problem, which were awarded during the 2017-2018 financial year. That the Northwest MEC for COCTA should, in collaboration with SALVA, monitor progress of the investigation conducted by MPEC, and lastly, the Auditor General should use the legislative powers to recover money lost by the municipality as a result of irregular expenditure, non-compliance with legislation, and the allegations of fraud and corruption. Those are the recommendations that we're placing forward for the four top municipalities in terms of irregular expenditure. And I apologize for some of the mix up here that I picked up here. Thank you very much. Honorable Kaya.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I wanted to make a comment or an observation at the tail end, but I think it's important that I raise it now. Look, in all these reports, the issue that we had that also cuts across, that I'm not finding in the document, is the whole issue of consequence management. Because we emphasized the issue of consequence management, that investigations should be made, and when there are findings, action must be taken against people who are found to have contributed to all this UIF and WO. So I think that's one thing. And the second thing, Chair, that I also want to raise would be in line with our report format, so that we make it easy. Because you see what happens now in all the reports. You've got a presentation from SALGA, it's followed by the observations of the committee, recommendations of the committee, and then it goes to the other. What we must then do, our observations and recommendations, we should combine them at the end of each report, so that it makes it easy, and then it will flow easier in terms of dealing with that. I think that's another thing that we must also consider in dealing with that. But also the issue of our constant monitoring of COCTA. Because COCTA, we don't monitor COCTA support to the municipalities. We only step in when COCTA invites us to step in, when they are invoking Section 139. But I think we must follow COCTA. COCTA must report to us in terms of the overall support they are giving to all municipalities in each province. Which means we also need to find a way of, as and when we develop our program from next year, having quarterly meetings with COCTA, where they will table their report in terms of the support they are providing from the municipalities and the reports or the feedback that they are getting from those municipalities. But also from our side, we also have our own follow-up on the recommendations that we have made. We must follow up in terms of the implementation thereof. But the last issue, Chair, is around consultants. I think we should be clear that you can't have a CFO and still outsource the annual financial statement. It means that you have appointed someone who doesn't qualify for the job. Therefore, you are spending twice for one thing because you pay those consultants for that. So we must, all the municipality, the only municipality that can be allowed to outsource
annual financial statements is when the CFO resigns before the closure of the books. Then they can outsource that for that period when they don't have a CFO. But if there is a CFO with the municipality and there is staffing in the finance department, we should consistently communicate that message that we can't allow municipalities to outsource the annual financial statements. If there is nothing, Chair, I move for this report.
We note all that you are saying. We will find a way of processing it. Honorable Leader.
Thanks, Chair. I thought a queer report of Nelson Mandela Metro, Chair. We will highlight and make a clear recommendation with a time frame, the issue of senior staff that is not there. Because if you remember, the Auditor General, one of the things that he highlighted is the fact that in municipalities that do not have ability in terms of administration, you will forever find these challenges of municipalities that are unable to account for finances. So I think we need to give Nelson Mandela a time frame for them to fast track in the issue of recruitment of senior managers in the institution. Thanks.
It's a good point. Take it. Momunwete has actually assisted me on that one. And the other issue, Chair, that I have here as I sit here is where does the function of oversight start specifically in a municipality? And I've been raising this thing for on all our oversight visits, where I find that councillors are actually failing councils in terms of the MFMA and in terms of all the legislation that governs local government. Because why do I say so? Just to support my point is that one municipality was saying that we would receive the report, 71 report about VBS, saying investment. Just saying investment, and then we will sign it off as a mayor, and then we forward it to provincial treasury. But that mayor does not even interrogate, or is not even curious to find out where are we actually investing, as to pick it up. So it is not right that we always pin on the issue of consequent management on officials alone. Local leaders that have a responsibility of governing, of making laws in particular municipalities, of making sure there is proper oversight, they are not being held accountable. And that is the issue. And for us, it's good and well to find the top five, to call them. So, but what guarantee do we have that in the next financial year, the top five that you are calling now is not going to be the top five again in the next financial year? So I think that's what the Auditor General also stated, that we as lawmakers must look at ways and how we can actually make it more stricter for people not just to condone and do things. Because if you go to Section 32 reports, they will say, okay, it's irregular, but we got value for money. They will bypass regulations on purpose because there is room in the legislation. And then council will just condone without interrogating what is really necessary, because there is deviation reports as well. People deviate for the sake of, because there's provision made for deviation. But you will find when you interrogate, but what you find in local government, there's no interrogation. If we are really serious of making sure that people are accountable, we as this House should actually consider ways and means of making sure that whatever happens in local government, people must know that they are going to be held accountable and people are going to be brought to book. And currently that is not happening. That's why when you call people to come and account about wasteful and irregular expenditure, they have arrogance of trying to compare themselves to other municipalities, saying that we are better than that municipality, instead of actually dealing with the matter that we call them for.
So which means, and you find that mayors don't even come and account. They would rather host the Mabogo Bogo instead of accounting for irregular expenditure. So they don't take us serious. So those are the issues that we must really consider, because it will be useless and futile for us to entertain people, but there will be no progress. And Chair, lastly, I would like to commend you on this initiative that you have taken. And it's a great one, and I believe that if we are really strict and we want to see progress, such initiatives that you have taken will actually assist our municipalities in making sure that there is value for money in whatever they are doing. Thank you very much.
Just that I'm told, even informally, we have not received the reports that Nelson Mandela was placed under administration by the provincial government of the Eastern Cape. And Mogalakwena as well was placed under Section 1391B because of this intervention, because they received the necessary prominence that there are problems. Maybe other people didn't see these problems, but now people know that there are these particular problems. But secondly, on the question of consequence management, as Honorable Kohia as well said, it cuts across. It's for both politicians. It must be clear, irrespective of the position you hold in the municipality and officials. It's not only for officials. It cuts across. Where there are issues, they need to be properly investigated. But I think what we must also consider doing as a committee is, what do we do when we see an irregularity? What is it that we do as this committee when we are convinced that fraud and corruption was committed? What do we do? Can we go and open the case ourselves, or what? And this is something that we must really look at as part of, you know, tightening the role of this committee, as you said, that people mustn't just think that we're talking, and there are no consequences, there are no follow-up, and there are no practical action steps that we are taking to deal with the issues that we pick up ourselves. Honorable Mosamai?
Ke leboga modula setulo. Nna ke bona ka re itse nako e ngata ga ntse re tswelela re sekaseka bogwenegwene bolalome bo e leng gore bo etswa ke bangwe ba di-municipality mo e leng gore le go re nyatsa committee ba tena ba re nyatsa gobane le baetapele ba tshwana le di-mayor ga ba kgone go tla mo pele a rona gobane ba re nyatsa go tshwara di-case le ga ba tla mona ba tse go bua sengwe ga ba kgone go bua ka botsotsi bo boetsiwang ke bangwe ba bone gore dikgatso tse ba di tsereng ke difeng, because why ga motho a utswitse tšhelete utlwa gore go jelwe di-billion not di-million di-billion ga ba ya kgote ga ba etsa se ba mo suspendile ga ba re bolelela after go mo suspenda go etsagalang and gore wa shebelela kamo go thole gore batho ba rona ba sotle gore wa shebelela ka mo ditsela tsa bone gone mo di-municipalityng tseo ba jeleng di-million le di-billion wa ipotse gore sentle sentle wa ya go sena di-charge wa re sa bolele gore batho bana ba thotse nako e kana ba pantita o ba etse o tlo tshwele gore are go buile bokana and tsone le municipality tse e leng gore di ranwa ke motho a le moo di ranwa ke di-council.
Can we agree as a matter of principle that when we invite municipalities here, we want mayors and municipal managers to lead their delegations? Is that okay? Honorable Mchato?
I didn't understand the Kwela.
I'll summarize for you. He doesn't like my summaries, but what he's saying is that he's observing
in a meeting
the rampant looting of state resources and corruption that is happening. And oftentimes it is this senior people, including the executive mayors, who are doing all these sorts of things, and that when we call them here, they are reluctant to come sometimes. But we need to take stiff and firm positions in terms of how we must deal with this particular matter. It is quite important that we do that. that even if when you are suspended or you are gone, we must follow you up to ensure that we recover the money that is being wasted and being dealt with in that way. I hope this time I've summarized it nicely. Yeah, that's all that he was saying.
You are not talking to him, you are talking to me.
Okay, it's fine, it's okay. I think that is that, honorable members. Do we adopt these reports? Any mover for formalities? Honorable Nita moves.
Honorable Sama is second.
Against. Done. Thank you very much. The last report, it's not actually the report, these are the minutes of the meeting that we held last week. Can we change the date here, correct this date? It is the 19th of November. Page one, we were all there. Who was not here? Who's not noted here? Page one, is attendance register. Any correction, page one? Page two? Opening remarks and... Sorry, Chair. Yes, when I was here.
They say I was not here.
Just check it quickly. No, you were
there, I remember.
You were there, Chair.
You were there.
Yeah.
No, but you were there.
Yeah, but you were there.
Oh, I'm a
problem.
I'm a problem. I'm a problem. I'm a problem. I'm a problem. I'm a problem. I'm a
problem. I'm
a problem. Page two is about the briefing by the department on its post-audit remedial action plan, which incorporated its turnaround strategy and its approaches in dealing with the challenges in the of water in the municipalities. Page three, it goes on with the presentation of the Department of Water and Sanitation. Page four, where the department briefed us on the challenges of drought, especially within our municipalities, and the mitigation circumstances in this regard. It goes on to page five. Remember, it sketched out the situation in terms of each province. Page six is the same, Mpumalanga, where in which in Mpumalanga we have agreed that the next oversight visit next year will be in Mpumalanga. We are going to spend time in Mpumalanga. Page 7, it continues with the Northwest and the Western Cape situation. Page 8 deals with the presentation by the City of Tshwane Metropolitan Municipality on the water crisis it is facing, as well as the intergovernmental plan of action to deal with the crisis. It goes on to page 9. To page 10, where it deals with the deliberations of this committee as well as its observations. 6 bullet points. It continues in terms of the resolutions of the meeting, which I must read it on record, that one, the Department of Water and Sanitation should provide this select committee with the list of criminal cases which were opened, the case numbers, as well as the police stations where all these cases were opened. Two, that the Department of Water and Sanitation should provide the select committee with the breakdown of cases, including the nature of offences of the officials involved. Three, that the Department of Water and Sanitation to provide the select committee with quantitative report
on recoverable and non-recoverable as the result of the irregular expenditure in the department itself. That last, this select committee should, during the 2020 parliamentary first term period, do local inspection in municipalities to monitor progress made in dealing with the water crisis. And as I indicated, visit Mpumala. Those are the recommendations, and then we done. Honorable Mthethwa.
I agree, Chair, with the resolution that we took here, but some of it is too detailed. Remember, these cases are certain individual and people got rights. You can't just provide a case number and you want a case number, the name of the person, the police who took a statement and all that. We are not investigators, Chair. We are a committee. We look at the political decision. So I think we are getting too far when we are dealing with this thing. Because you will give it to us. You don't know, some of us, what are we going to do with this information. We will destroy these cases. What we need is a report to say 15 has been arrested from Mali administration. 20 is for this, 30 is for this. The report is that these are cases that have been processed. You can't be getting case numbers and the person's name and everything. I think this report, if you are writing it like this, Chair, we are not the police only shake here who can get that information, not all of us.
That not in the interest of justice, if we do that.
It's not, Chair, because...
No, we will get an opportunity. I just want to, when it's done, because it's really an important point that was discussed in the meeting.
Yes.
And it's only fair that we allow him an opportunity to explain what he says, what he means, and how we must best handle the matter.
Let me be specific, Chair. The police station where the cases have been reported, what is that going to do with the committee? Secondly, the criminal cases opened. Yes, there you can get a consolidated report. And you go on, say, Chair, and say you wanted the breakdown of the type of the offences. No, we don't do that, Chair. We are a committee here. We need a report. There are people that are dealing with this thing. For us is to check whether is job being done, are there any cases open? If yes, how far with those cases? Not to get case numbers, because a case number, it's got a name, it's got a person behind that. We can't do that, Chair.
Well, isn't it that when a person is arrested, we all know that this is who is arrested?
Until the matter is finalized, Chair. Until the case is proven otherwise. But all these are allegations based on these people. They still got the right to defend themselves in court. How? Because we are the last line, Chair, to deal with these matters. Once people are dismissed or fired or arrested, when we can't be a referee and a player at the same time.
Zandamela is clear. I hear what you say. It's clear.
No, thanks, Chair. I disagree with Honorable Mthethwa. Well, maybe it's because he was not in that meeting. And in that meeting, you were there.
He was there.
No
way, I'm
sure
in the meeting.
Are you all?
I know. Yes, he was there.
Yes.
Don't disrupt the meeting.
Yeah.
This debate is very important.
Yes.
Yes.
Chair, we are a committee. And we are not a committee just to rubber stamp it. We are here for different purposes. And some of us, we need those things. No, we need those cases. We want to know. We want to know who's arrested where and what's happening to that case. Why must those things be hidden? Why must we hide those things? I don't see why it should be an issue that we get tasty. If Honorable Chester is not interested in going and investigate, it's fine. He's right. He can do that. But some of us in this committee, we need that information. Can we please get it?
Okay. Honorable Mola?
Yes, I follow the sequence. Honorable Mola, Honorable Toya, and lastly, Honorable Nita.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not in the case of the person because I'm not an investigating officer. Yeah, because let's give the investigators to investigate. Yeah, let's give them the chance.
Zambamela,
please. Protect me.
Yes, I do. That's what I'm doing. We are asking this.
No, take him out of the meeting.
I'm going to ban him. That's why I'm a bouncer. Chairperson.
This one is out of order.
Chairperson. I withdraw, Chairperson. I withdraw. He is my Mikaya. I withdraw. Yeah, unconditional Mikaya. Yeah, Chairperson. We are not the investigating officers. Let the investigators do their work. Because if we interfere, we are going to mess up all those cases. These cases, if are before the court, let the court do their job. Yeah. And my... My you didn't include the thing of the presentation. That they don't submit, they undermine us because they don't submit presentation A. When you are writing letters to the department, you must stress that they must submit 7 days before so that we can read. Yeah, because this thing is confusing us if they submit now. And you can't see what questions are you going to ask if they give you now. You can't read.
I agree. Let me just clarify that one and finish it off. We had two presentations in the meeting. It was the department, which did two. Their post-audit action plan, as well as the drought challenges. And they submitted their reports on time. We dealt with those. The most problematic, and I don't know why it's not captured, it was Swani. Swani didn't submit anything to us. When we were in a meeting, we had nothing that came from Swani. And we deliberated on that. We are not happy that they didn't finish us with that information. They know and they are supposed to do that. But I think the point is taken, that in future, we need to get presentations timely, so that we must afford members of parliament to go through the presentations, prepare quite thoroughly, research, do research work if they've got to do that, so that the deliberations in the meetings are enriched. I think that is non-negotiable. Let's go back to the issue. Honorable Silebu, I'll come to you after this.
I'm not going to kill you, children. I'm not. Come on, the deputy is fine. No, Salo, the department is sending the presentation. Malunga ne cases. Zabando by a BTC. But you know, ndo ibi being a shalika kapa kum. Of money city sa ukuta kwa uzanda mela. Of money 15 days suspension without pay. God. Abasichazele ukuthi ebenze ntoni and then liphinde iye kumbuzo ka Honorable Goyia. Ingaba la malungu la asiweke iDC ingaba ikhona imali mhlawumbi eyarikhavarishwa na. So xa besingayo loo ngxelo echaza ukuthi ebenze ntoni wafumana isohlwayo esithile ba into ibidibene nento edibene ne-fruitless and wasteful expenditure, ingaba imali ithathiwe na. Yabo, so ezoncukhaca sizifumane, so bezawuthanda ukuthi mhlawumbi sizifumane nangoba ezakhei zona sezigqitshiwe zona. Bayile ke DC bafumana isohlwayo, kodwa into ezasinceda ukuthi ezinto zingenzeki nangomso, funeka sifumane ingxelo echaza ukuthi akunyanzelekanga ube negama. Kungathi u-A ufumene isohlwayo esithile ebenze into ethile, sokwazi nathi sokwazi uku-interrogator ezi reports zinozifumana. Enkosi. Honorable Toyo?
No, thanks, Chair. Look, mine was going to be to make a request. These are minutes of a meeting that communicated decisions of that meeting. And if we want to review those decisions, can we raise an agenda item, bring it back to the meeting, and review those decisions? Because we were there when this matter was raised. And there was a reason behind this issue being raised. That some of the officials will tell us that we have opened cases when they have not opened cases, in any case. So I think this matter, if we want to reopen it, let's bring it as an agenda item to another meeting to rediscuss it. Because now we're going to spend the whole day explaining the reasons behind this thing. Because it's not like some of us, we wouldn't do anything with that thing. We'll just look at it and it will end there. So I should think the main reason behind this issue being raised was to be sure that indeed a case has been opened as part of our oversight. But I would appeal, if members want to reopen this matter, let's bring it in as the agenda item for our next meeting and we discuss it in that meeting. Thank you. Honorable Leader?
I won't go far in terms of this matter, except to say, in the process of us engaging on this matter, because it's here is for us to mess up the case that we need. We need a legal advice in that meeting, so that we do not get into a space where we mess up the case without, not intentionally. Let's discuss the matter.
What are we doing in the meantime with this?
In the meantime, let's get the cases reported straight. Let's get the charges that are laid against those 15 people. I'm making an example. And let's get police cases where these cases are reported, for the purpose of us being able to follow up on those, do our oversight and visit the police station and check if there are such cases reported in line with these kind of charges. That's all. Without getting to other names and case numbers. But more importantly, cases reported, charges laid against those people, and also police station where those cases are reported. That's all.
Excluding the names of people.
And
you don't have a choice. If it's open, they will give you the case number. The names of the people. Honorable Ntata, are you still coming on this issue?
No, I'm partially covered by those that are speaking, dealing with the correct, they are in line with myself. But let me say this, Chair. It's a myth, Chair, that when a matter is raised in a meeting, it's regarded as a moot point. Minutes are being taken by one person. That person is called normally a secretary of the committee. It's not accurate. It's not the holy person that can take minutes. That's why minutes are brought into a meeting for ratification. Thereafter, if we say we adopt this meeting, that's when we are binded in a minute. You can't be binded in a minute without adoption. So it's not a new point when we raise issues in the minute. It's for correction, so that once it's been signed, we all get binded. But I cannot raise issues when the meeting is adopted. But this time, the minute was not adopted. So I just wanted to raise the chair that it cannot be said that this matter must be raised separately as a new point and discussed as such. No. Minutes, when you take minutes, you take minutes for ratification and corrected, and thereafter it's adopted. It would be wrong for me to challenge minutes that are adopted. This one were not adopted. I'm happy now, Chair, that there are no names of the people, because we are politicians here. People want to go and grandstand sometimes and take these cases and mess it up, and call names in the meeting. Some of them, they are doing this even in the house. because they knew that in the house they are protected. And they rubbish names of the of certain people. Well, that's why I'm saying names must not be the part of this deal. It must be reports that say these are the case number, as the correct nominator put it. These are the case number are opened in the police station for fraud are so much, for that, those that are finalized are so much, and that and that and that. Because if we want details, there are only few people that need detail are the chairs of the committees. We must also understand that even though we are all members, but they are the chairs that can get clarified information.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone.
Yes, can I give this guidance? One is that these issues were discussed in the meeting last week. This meeting is so fresh. It's only a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed this particular matter. But I think what we are saying, in order to ensure that there is no problem, we're saying, tell us the nature of the cases which were reported to the police. Tell us the names of the police stations where they were open. Tell us the case numbers. And as I indicated, the nature of the investigation and where are you in terms of the investigation. That's all that we are saying.
Yes.
And this meeting says, because we respect the due process, which must still go to the court, that these people are innocent and up until they are found guilty and so on, we're saying don't even tell us the names of these particular people. We just want to know, because the whole intention is to make follow-ups and to verify whether indeed these cases were opened or not. And we need to see progress, because they must be finalized. That is all that we are saying. I hope all other issues, let's leave them. They will confuse us. Let's leave them. That's what we are saying. We say this is important, but we need that additional information so that we make the necessary follow-ups, because this is part of the consequence management that we're talking about.
Yeah. Can you,
I think
no.
So.
Let's
close it on that.
Thanks for the guidance, Chair. You've really assisted on a little bit.
Don't even go there, but what is that? Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Move for the, and with all the additions that, you know, on our members made, I think it's okay. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Muta. Honorable Mola moves for the adoption of the minutes. Honorable Koya second the minutes. I'm done. Thank you very much for the engagement. I must say that we are done 30 minutes before. I propose that we take 5 minutes break and allow Honorable Sheikh to set up her own stuff, because it is now the opportunity for another select committee on security and justice. Thank you very much.